numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Put the VSiN experts to work for you this football season and start betting smarter with the VSiN Pro subscription. Sign up now and save 10% off a VSiN Pro annual subscription when you use promo code ANG. That stands for a numbers game. Get full access to everything we do, including our daily best bets with the leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand, betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game, plus betting systems, premium analysis, and 24/7 video access. Remember to use promo code ANG to save 10% off a VSiN Pro annual subscription today. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe.
It's teaser time.
That was quick.
Right? Yeah. That's how we did it last time. Yeah, that's how the pros do it.
I can't read tweets. No. Pros. To do teaser time?
Yeah, well, we can do it right. We can do teaser time now and then get to all the great tweets.
Okay.
Sure, yeah. We have a lot of them.
75,000 of them.
People's minds blowing why we're over here.
Teaser time, baby.
Boom.
Week 3, National Football League. How have teasers gone for you so far this year, by the way?
They saved my butt last week. So, yes, really good. Considering there's only been 2 weeks, really, really good. I had a lot tied into the 49ers leg last week.
You did.
So that getting home was huge.
You got crushed on the Steelers week 1, too, like I did?
No, I didn't play it.
Yeah, on the Megapod, we all got crushed by the Steelers week 1. But it worked out beautifully. Buffalo Steelers last week. Buffalo down through the 7-3. Mm-hmm. Steelers up through the 3-7 against the Brownies. Plenty of options this week. As always, Kelly has poetic license to throw up the Wonga teaser legs and some non-Wongers. And for those who are, again, not hip to the old Stanford Wong thing, Stanford Wong, pseudonym, John Ferguson, lives in La Jolla. I'm like, as I do this week after week, I'm pinpointing his house closer and closer. Like,
first in La Jolla.
Lives in California.
Likes to frequent the Ralphs on the corner of blah, blah, blah.
You can find him later today at the so-and-so. So, again, Stanford Wong, pseudonym, years ago in his book about sports betting, identifying the best plus EV legs in teasers. And those are, again, home favorites or home dogs of between 1.5, 2.5 points, 1.5 and 2.5 points that you tease up through the 3 and the 7, and then home favorites of between 7.5 and 8.5 points, which you tease down through the 7 and the 3. Does not apply to road favorites, mind you, of between 7.5 to 8.5. Now, there is an extra layer of this. We know it is about totals. The higher the total, the less expected value you have in this. That should make intuitive sense, because the higher the total, the less value that each point intrinsically will have. But just for the purposes of this conversation, we will not necessarily do that sacredly, but we will reference totals here. So, Kelly, Ravens, 7.5 point favorites versus the Colts. That is a longer.
Yeah, I threw in a mix of options, because there's a couple of these I might actually consider.
All right. Jaguars are 8.5 points favorite, 8.5 point favorites, rather, pardon me, versus the Texans. That qualifies. Jets, 2.5 point favorites hosting the Patriots. That as well qualifies, as does the Saints at the Packers. They are 2 point dogs at Green Bay now. And the Steelers at the bottom does as well. Steelers, once again, 2.5 point dogs. Isn't this the third straight week to start the season that they have been right in this pocket, this time on the road?
Pretty sure they've been on this graphic 3 weeks in a row.
At that number, too. Yeah. This time on the road at the Raiders. Now, the non-Stanford Wong, non-conventional teaser legs that Kelly has put in here are teasing the Cowboys down. I would imagine you mean that. Maybe you mean the Cardinals. I don't know. Let me not
say. No. Yeah. I meant the Cardinals and the Chiefs here.
Cowboys 12.5 point favorites at the Cardinals. Chiefs 12.5 point favorites hosting the Bears. Because there's some people who hear those, right? Who would say, well, what's wrong with making the Cardinals 18.5 while you're at it?
Sure.
Bears 18.5.
Go ahead. Yeah. You can absolutely do it that way. There's no problem.
Knock yourself out.
I'm not.
I want no part of that. But,
Before we move to the other ones, the one that I guess, because of all the Bears chaos, injuries, everything that's going on, I would consider teasing them below 7. You tease them to 6.5 with this, the Chiefs, tease them to 6.5 with this Bears team coming in, a complete disaster heading into Arrowhead, looking for this Chiefs offense to kind of finally find a rhythm, get things together, bounce back. That's one I'm considering, Gil. Am I forcing things a little bit? Maybe, because there's one leg on here I love, but I can't find a dancing partner with that I'm as in love with.
Well,
to guess which one that is?
I was going to say, you absolutely adore.
Teased it last
night. You want to caress the Jaguar.
So a baby Jacksonville.
Which one are you? Jaguar?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, I guess.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, how
they'll be my survivor play. They're 8.5 at DraftKings. The best we're seeing in town is 9 right now, but I'm hopeful this number's coming down because we have come off 9.5s here in town. That was pretty much blanketed yesterday, down to 9 in a couple places. This hits 8.5. This is a buy spot for me. Jags teaser, and I will combine it with the Chiefs most likely, and I haven't done it yet, Gil, but maybe the Steelers, because I think this Raiders team is complete garbage. No matter how bad the Steelers offense has looked through the first couple weeks, that defense is still playing well. I think this Raiders team is really, really bad. You're going to give me 8.5 points with the Steelers with a game with a very low total. That one attracts me too.
Couple things. One, I stopped short of fondle on the Jaguars. I did do that.
Okay.
And two, what's your optimal one? The Jags and who?
It would be Jags and Steelers or Jags and Chiefs.
So let me just play devil's advocate. Yeah. The Chiefs sounds like, right? We just talked about it with Survivor, through the lens of Survivor. That sounds so obvious. But the Chiefs offense has kind of been ho-hum.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, I'm not gonna say Jaguars that. Completely stopped him. So that, like, it does worry me a little bit to go crazy. Like, I'm not jumping to lay points with them, nor am I jumping at a non-Wong teaser with them.
And I understand, like, there's no way in hell I'd be laying 12.5 with them this week, even with everything going on with Chicago.
Now, if they win by 30, I wouldn't be surprised either. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. And then the thing with the Raiders is, explain to me, because this is not just from you.
Yeah.
I've heard more than one person say how much they think the Raiders absolutely stink.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're putting them in the category of like the Cardinals and the Texans of the world.
No, I don't want to do that. Let me be a little fair and probably good of you to push back on that. But that is, look, they're not that bad, but this defense has been giving up pretty much everything underneath that you could ask for. That's what the Bills did last week. We talked a little bit about this yesterday with the Chargers, where Staley gets ripped on a lot because his whole defensive game plan is bend, don't break, but you're getting broken all over the place when Ryan Tannehill's throwing balls over your safeties and cornerbacks. Well, the Raiders is like designed similarly, but even more to that degree, where the Bills, I don't even know what Josh Allen's ADOT was like 6 yards or something last game. He was taking everything underneath and they were carving them up. And that's where I don't believe in this defense at all. We know about the internal problems. Jimmy G's actually played fairly decently, I guess, through two games, but I'm never a believer in him. So all that combined, it's just not a team I'm very high on. And I think the Steelers, we always talk about what travels well, offense, defense. Well, the offense might be a little bit in shambles right now with the Steelers, but that defense is going to, that defense is still solid and it's traveling.
I think it's Jaguars Steelers. If I had to pick, if you're holding me to one in this again, we do the Megapod after the show today. Wes Reynolds, VEASAN's own Wes Reynolds, is the guest with Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, and I. We'll put out the Megapod a little later. That's probably going to be my 2-leg 6-point teaser. I got the Jaguars in Survivor. I do think they roll the Texans. I think the Texans are really bad. And the Steelers getting 8.5 at the Raiders. Like, I think the Steelers, and I know the Steelers bookended that game with 2 defensive touchdowns.
Yeah.
But I think they're a better football team than the Raiders. So that, I think that's mine. Just playing devil's advocate on the others. Well, Ravens, I don't hate either. Let me just point that out. Saints at Packers. If you told me the Packers win that game by 10, I wouldn't be that shocked. Patriots, Jets, same thing. Like, I think that Patriots, Jets game is interesting because this is the game. Like, the Patriots have had 2 weeks of frustration against both the Dolphins this past week, and of course the Eagles the week before, 2 really good opponents that they had their chances in both of those games. I think this might be the game where the Patriots' frustration is taken out. I think they might roll the Jets.
Oh, I am with you. So I haven't made that bet yet, and maybe we both should before the 2.5 disappears. I know it went to 3 and there was some resistance, but so there are a couple on here. I'll point to that game and then the Packers too. Right. I'd be laying, I might get to a point where I lay 2 with the Packers this week, and I probably am going to get to a point where I lay the points with the Patriots this week. So scratch those off the list for even considerations for me. I just wanted to put them on here because they do fit the long teaser.
Last thing here, going back to guessing lines on Monday, my reactions, and I think you corroborated on both of these, my reactions to the lines that made the least sense. Detroit got even better for me during the week. They're only a 3-point favorite. This has nothing to do with teasers now. We're off that.
Yep.
But Detroit is only a 3-point favorite hosting Atlanta. I still don't understand that. And then the other one that I liked a lot was Seattle, which is 6. It wasn't quite that on Monday. I don't like it as much, but I still like it at 6 points hosting the Carolina Panthers, so I don't think are any good either. Do you like those games against the spread?
Yeah, I bet. So I bet the Seahawks when we talked about it, guessing lines, because I thought that was a great discussion that we had on Monday of how, hey, how is that Panthers performance going to affect that line?
And Miami south of a touchdown, 6.5, by the way, hosting Denver. That was the third.
Right. So you do you have those three in your count? So I have two of the three. So I did bet the Dolphins, and I bet that pretty big. 6.5, I bet that pretty big against this Broncos team. That I think there are problems offensively. The defense has been okay, but I think this Dolphins team should be able to take care of business. I love as we're talking about this Chiefs Bears game. It's going to 13s everywhere in town now with the Chiefs, so people betting against the Bears here this morning. There are a couple of those games that, yes, I am high on as well. Lions, just I'm staying a little bit away from because all the injuries.
Paul Sporer, a little baseball break on the other side. We'll talk Major League Baseball, the home stretch. So many playoff implications today and beyond. Paul Sporer on the other side. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We're back with another week of football. And DraftKings Sportsbook is keeping us in on the NFL action with great offers every single game day. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Throw $5 down on any of this week's epic matchups to walk away an instant winner. Football's more fun when you're in on the action, so download the app now and sign up with code VEGAS. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL with code VEGAS. The crown is yours. It's Gil Alexander, live from Circa, ladies and gentlemen. Just between you and me, late last night, about 3:30 in the morning, I rolled up into the D and just jacked it all up. And that's why we're here at Circa, hoping it's a permanent thing. Really works out well. It's a beautiful studio. I had no idea. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Jacob. Can't wait for another guest to come on the show and talk about what great value the Giants are to make the playoffs. Time to give it to Spencer Strider for Cy Young treatment here. 100% right. And the Giants have only themselves to blame. He says, sickening. Love the show, though, and appreciate the Giants. Love 2024, an even year, that's for sure. Giants fans remember 2010, 2012, 2014 being their World Series years. Scotty B726, looking at the schedule, I do not believe there is a more optimal way to play Survivor than Kansas City. In my opinion, no reason to save them. I might be with you right there, sir. Of course, there is the Circa quirk, but yeah, for Christmas, but I do absolutely support that. Joe Abraham, so I can't put in a song request today? No, you can't. No songs here in an actual studio. Let's see. Rick Ollier. Guys, the silence in the background at Circus Studio is deafening. I need the Sigma Derby Ponies, 1980s power ballads, and someone coughing in the background for me to enjoy the show. Let's ride. Thank you. I believe that. Titans Insider. They finally moved you guys from the outhouse to the penthouse. Yeah. Indeed. Mike Stacks, your show just looks and feels right with Circa as your background. I hope the tour bus stops here. Kelly and I are on tour. We're going from studio to studio. Scotty B509 also chimes in. Hey, Gil, getting on a plane to Vegas in a few hours. When is the Megapod dropping? That is after the show today. I'll say about, I don't know, noon Pacific, maybe before that. I'll go 11:30 Pacific, 2:30 Eastern. Well, Will, that Pepsi guy, it's about time they gave Gil and Kelly a studio again. Not sure what the delay was. And teasers and parlays. I'll read more of these later. Is the fly that was bothering you? Oh, his conclusion is that the fly that was bothering me won the battle at the D and is now hosting its own show at the D. It could very well be that fly might be hosting a show. That is definitely a possibility. It's Thursday. That means Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Oh, we have the intro.
These guys are all set. Yeah.
All right. It goes a little something like this. What's happening, Bill?
How we doing?
We're doing great.
Circa today.
How beautiful is this studio?
Very nice. Who do I give my parking ticket to stamp it? who stamps it for me?
Derek gave me the secret, super secret parking area pass.
Good. Yeah. You could show me off air.
Yeah. I will show you off air. We'll get your thing stamped. We don't want to have to pay for this.
I don't mean to get into a sports betting thing right away, but someone just sent me a text. And if you have DraftKings, it's pretty interesting. So he likes the Steelers, +3/-20. The market is split between 2.5 even and 3+3/-20. Both bets very similar. Do not play with books charging 25 to 30 cents. And the last thing of the text is, For the half point at DraftKings, it's only $1.15. Now, I guess I can check it here.
To go on to the three is only $1.15.
No, it just doesn't sound right to me.
It doesn't sound right.
It's only 15. Now, granted, back in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s.
That would be normal.
That was the normal. So I used to play with this place. Some of the old timers here, I say old timers, but some of the guys will remember, like, Fridays at Game Day and Sports Market, Aces Gold, you used to move on or off three for free. Do you guys remember that? If anyone does, send a tweet. But yeah, so they had Friday free juice Friday where they let you move half a point for a lot of money actually.
Free juice Friday.
Yes. Love yeah, that. They had half. It was a half point. They'd move half a point. That's what I should say. Half point Friday. But even so, though, to move on to the three when I first started betting was just 10 cents.
Yeah.
So now we're celebrating 15 cents and I'm celebrating $1.20 teasers.
But honestly, though, shouldn't we be celebrating 15? At this point, we've become so conditioned to it.
Yeah. 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 You know, all the people, new people to the market, they say, oh, well, that's just what it is. I didn't know. You know, they don't know.
I think the new people to the market need your reminders.
Yeah.
Like, I think the new people to the market don't even care. That's the
better thing.
They don't even care. And not only the new people, Bill, I know you have friends like this.
Yeah.
I love my oldest, dearest friend is my buddy Tommy, right? But Tommy, who's been betting for 35 years, right? If I tried to explain to him, hey, you shouldn't do this because it costs this much more, you're getting gouged by like 20, 25 extra cents that you shouldn't be doing. He would fall asleep in the middle of my sentence,
right?
He'd be like, Gil, I have no idea what you're talking about. Nor does he care, ultimately.
That's the greatest part. And it brings up a great point.
Yeah.
Gil, it shocks me, even this weekend. When I used to always go, you know, I used to go back to Atlantic City a lot. And I actually am probably going back next week for there's a boxing Hall of Fame dinner in Atlantic City with George Foreman, a lot of big guys. And I know some people are getting put in.
Who's getting put in?
A friend of mine he was a trainer. He was a boxing manager. He had some champions, and his name is Matt Howard. So okay. I mean, he's going to be going. But there is more people going, like. Pinklin Thomas.
I remember Pinklin Thomas.
Yeah. But there's a lot of guys that are going in that you'd actually know.
Yeah. Pinklin Thomas got in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. New Jersey.
I'm sorry, I'm not to poke.
This is a New Jersey boxing Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, I may go in actually.
Yeah, I was gonna say. But anyway, yeah. I didn't mean to keep you off your thought. So yeah go ahead.
The thought is real important.
Yeah.
So going back to New Jersey, my friend lives in a beautiful, beautiful high. There's only one high rise that's absolutely gorgeous there. It's called the Bella High Rise. It's like 40 stories overlooking the ocean and Ocean Casino. And you've got a beautiful two bedroom penthouse there. It's just beautiful. So I stay with him. And even him, this weekend, he sends me this. He goes, look at this. 9 of 10 so far. I need one more. I was like, well, and of course he lost the 10th game.
Of course he did.
But it's a 10-team teaser. I got to tell you something. You want to know the truth?
10-team teaser?
I didn't even know you could bet something like that. I really didn't. I honestly didn't know sportsbooks offer.
I don't know that the toggle went down to 10.
I didn't know they. Listen, do they like? So they offer 5-team or 4? I thought it was 3-team, 2-team.
Oh, no. They definitely go to like 4 or 5.
Really? Yeah. I got 10-team teaser. I was like, I didn't want to say nothing.
What's the plus money on a 10-team teaser?
I don't even know any bet. I don't even know. No, I really don't. But
what was the one he lost on?
These are guys that are around me.
Yeah.
Let me see what he lost on. I think he lost on like the Jets or something. Like, imagine that you're putting a dog in there like that. But
in the end.
Yeah.
But the general point remains the same. And I don't even know him, but he could not care less about what you have to say.
He doesn't care. He gets like $12,000 a month. Pension, retirement thing. He just doesn't. Listen, I don't care. I'm having fun with my life. Yes, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah. So that's the thing. There's two things about this, and we've discussed them before, but I think it's good for a reminder. It's a good reminder for us, for you, for me, for anyone who does this seriously, for a living, professionally, you know, rec plus. Whatever. It's a good reminder that still 90% of people, and I might be low on that, right? 90 to 95% of people don't care.
They don't care
about your advice. They don't. By the way, this is going back to the Bet Bash 3 thing with Darren Revelle. Remember when Darren Revelle, who I have no reason to like, he used to plagiarize my tweets like he plagiarized others when I was a nobody. Like, he's really just a creepy guy when it comes to that kind of stuff. But I give him all the credit in the world for being in the middle of that Bet Bash 3 panel. He stood his ground. He only took incoming. Everybody there was against him. And he made a point in the middle of it. He said to all the other guys on the panel, he said, these guys don't, 95% of people don't care about what you have to say. And they were mortified by Revelle saying that. What are you talking about, Darren?
Right.
You're in content. He's right. He's right. We have to understand that we're going to only be able to make an impact on those who want impact made on. Most people don't care.
You said a number of people. You said 90-95%.
Yeah.
I would have said at the beginning of all this, when VSiN started up, no way. We're going to impact, and anyone that's in that space that's teaching point buying and teaser prices and structure, it's going to be like half. Well, I would have said, you're right. 90-95 don't care.
But let me make a caveat to that. Now people are going to say, what do you mean, Gil? 99-95. I'm being specific about it. 90-95% care about winners. They care about, I think, the macro points that we make, right? Like if I'm making a macro point about survivor strategy or about, you know, this is what, you know, here's an angle on a game or whatever. They care about that. The math is what puts them to sleep, right? The math is what puts them to sleep. That's why, like a guy like Fezzik, like, I don't think as he's brilliant, right? He's an actuary, but the thing that drives him crazy, I don't think he understands, like, most people, mathematics bores them.
Yeah.
So, what do you mean I'm 15 cents better? Who cares? Are they going to win or not? That's all they care about.
You're right.
And they don't understand that over time will grind you out.
And I guess I don't understand that. Why would you put your money up and invest time and money into something that you don't want good information, that you don't want practical information and basic strategy and stuff? But you're right. It's fun to be.
But yeah, good reminder. DK Network, Dan Levitard is next. More Crackman on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSiN shows are clashing. We've got a subscription contest going between the shows here at VSiN, and we need your help to win. At stake is a $1,000 voucher at Circus Sportsbooks to be used on a Super Bowl futures ticket. To sweeten the deal for you, you'll save 10% when you sign up for a new VSiN Pro annual subscription and use promo code ANG. That's a numbers game, ANG. Bragging rights and a juicy futures ticket is on the line. It's time to start betting smarter and help us do the same. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe. To sign up for a new VSiN Pro annual subscription, save 10% with promo code ANG. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Gil Alexander live at Circa. Oh, yes. Technical snafu over at the D puts us at Circa today. Kelly's back. Hey, where'd you go? You back?
Yeah, I was just chilling in the back, saying hi to some friends. We got like the whole crew here today. I mean, people we haven't seen in forever. We got an all-star cast behind the glass.
By the way, I can't even see him.
I can just see Rob Moreno's beautiful face.
By the way, thank you to everybody behind the glass. I sit here, I act like there's nobody there. I should thank every one of them because they're the ones who catch the brunt of all the technical difficulties. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here joking around about it like I messed up the whole tech thing. Maybe I did, everybody. You have no idea. And so I just want to thank all of those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know it was a rough morning getting started with all the money. And yes, if you're wondering why if there's nothing going out during commercial breaks, we're aware. That has been part of the problem this morning.
We get tweets, and honestly, Kelly, this morning there is not enough time to read all these. Scott Weston, hey sushi snob. I think that's me.
Winner. That's a winning tweet already. I don't even care how the rest of it was.
Hey sushi snob, I got an idea. You could run during the breaks instead of a clock. How about a commercial for a golf pod called Short Locks? Also, I love the guy at the bar with Tourette's yelling splitting bets and Chrissy the Fly. Love the show. Called the Fly Chrissy. That's true.
The guy at the bar.
Mike Rouse, disappointed you aren't at the D today. I'm sure we would be hearing September by Earth, Wind & Fire at full blast. Oh, because it's the 21st night of September tonight. See what he did?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Did you say you didn't know what Yacht Rock was?
I?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I thought I heard you say you didn't.
No, I love Yacht Rock.
I just sent you a text. Is it a text I sent?
No, I didn't.
Bob, see your night moves.
That's not Yacht Rock.
Equal Yacht Rock. Oh, yeah. You put it on a Yacht Rock channel these days? Bro, that's plain.
Yacht Rock is like Michael McDonald, Robbie Dupree,
sure.
And Ambrosia.
Sure, they clip all of them together.
You telling me what Yacht Rock is? Come on, man. The numbers guys. Yes, the segment I look forward to the most week on Script. He loves that one. Scheman A. Smith. Oh, here's one, Kelly. We chime in on Scheman A. Smith. He goes, if I go to a casino every day to place bets, how often should I be tipping? Only on big hits? Every day? Every once in a while? I feel like the workers look at me a type of way when I don't tip in decent payouts, but I don't feel like I should be tipping every day. I don't think you should be tipping every day either, but question. I'm in the minority.
I think it totally depends on how much you're betting, how often you go to that establishment. Well, like, there's a lot of
He's saying he frequents it. If you frequent it, I think you, yes, every,
what's that word?
Frequents it.
Frequents it. Not frequents it.
He's there frequenting.
Okay.
You say frequents it?
Yeah, frequent. It's a frequent.
You say frequenting? You say, wait, you say,
I frequent that spot.
You frequent that spot? You don't frequent it?
I don't frequent it. No.
Man, you are something else.
I can't wait till Paul Carr comes on here and backs me up.
Oh, he's totally going to back me up. You don't frequent a spot, you frequent it.
You know.
Chris Heath, does Pinnacle still only charge 7 cents for the half point off three? I don't know if they do precisely, to be honest with you. Pat Taylor, crack is so entertaining, I need him to write a book with all the stories. Neved Azer, -125 pit at DraftKings, moving to +3. And Steve in Vegas, the barely functioning Caesars app in Vegas offers an NFL 8 team 6-point teaser for 10-1. We were talking about that. Terrible odds, but available. Anyway, there are so many of these. I can't get to all of them. We want to talk to Paul Carr. We'll get a ruling on the whole frequent thing. And he'll give us some premier picks. Paul Carr from Topeka, Kansas, at Paul Carr, the host of the Expected Value podcast, and of course, works at True Media Network. Say it, Paul.
I am happy to frequent your show. I'm with Kelly on this one.
The frequent.
You're the first person I've ever heard in my life say it that way. Frequent?
Yeah, when you say it as a verb. You know, I'm frequenting it. Really? You're frequenting it?
Yeah, frequenting it.
What? And how did I say it?
It was a heavier emphasis on quenting.
I frequent your spot. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. I don't know. I have no idea what you guys are talking about that you say it that way. I think you're lying. I think you're both liars, but okay. That's fine. sorry. Maybe not. Maybe not lying. Total conspiracy. All right, Paul. Premier League coming off some Champions League games, by the way. You have a three-pack of picks on the Premier League. What do you got?
I do. We're going to start Saturday. Crystal Palace, Fulham. These teams are 9th and 10th in the standings with 7 points each, but the underlying numbers have Palace, you know, right around there, maybe a little bit worse, middle of the table. Their expected goal difference is at -1. Fulham is dead last in expected goal difference at -8. I don't think they're quite that bad, and they have played City and Arsenal. They're down a man for half an hour against Brentford, but Fulham has not figured out how to create scoring opportunities. They're in the bottom four in shots and expected goals. Palace is middle of the table. Eze and Edouard have been good for Palace up top. I think they've looked like a solid middle of the table team, and Fulham looks like relegation battle zone all year. So I take Palace to win at home, -105.
Crystal Palace, -105. Always shop around for the prices. That is Saturday. You have another Saturday, and this one is a total.
Yep, we're going over 2.5 in Brentford Everton, and might look a little weird. Everton has 2 goals so far in 5 games. But they've played better than that. They've actually outshot their opponents by 8. They have over 7 expected goals. So this is, again, waiting for these underlying numbers to come around. I think Everton's a little bit better attacking than it looks so far, just looking at the standings. Brentford's been solid. 14 goals in 3 games, total number of goals in their games, and actually more than that if you look at the expected goals, the underlying numbers. So I think we're going to see goals here one way or the other, over 2.5 goals at -110.
You frequent a spot. And then a game on Sunday. And then one on Sunday. What do you got Sunday?
Chelsea and Aston Villa. So this is it in. Villa's in 7th place with 9 points. Chelsea's in 14th with 5 points. Obviously, Chelsea has more recent history, a little more prestige than that big six, whatever. But really, Chelsea's underlying numbers this year actually look better than expected, or better than I expected going in. They're 5th in shot difference, the 3rd in expected goal difference. Pretty unlucky to lose to Forest. West Ham, they dropped points against Bournemouth. Could have won all those games just based on the chances that they had. They've had more shots in all their games except against Liverpool, which is going to happen to just about everybody this year. Their attack's looking decent. Raheem Sterling's having a revival. Nicholas Jackson's been good coming in. Enzo Fernandez, good in the midfield. So I kind of like this Chelsea team so far. I like them at home against Aston Villa. Villa also has to play in Poland today.
Ooh.
In UEFA Conference League. So, and there's a 3-day turnaround, and Villa hasn't played in Europe for a while. So I think that could be a factor. So I like Chelsea home win -110.
Paul, how's your Premier League season going thus far?
Let's see, 9 picks on your show, 4 and 5, down about 3/4 of a unit so far.
4 and 5. All right. Time to bounce back again. Crystal Palace on Saturday versus Fulham is a play. Brentford, Everton over 2.5 goals on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Chelsea outright over Aston Villa. You also sent me this this screenshot of a Sports Illustrated that you bought. This is Mark Clayton scoring over Daryl Green. So this is opening day at RFK. It's either 83 or 84. No, it's 84. Opening day 84, because I remember I was there. Super Bowl hangover. Skins had just lost the Super Bowl after winning 36-6 under Joe Gibbs. They lose against the LA Raiders, and then the next year they come back and they're just absolutely flat day one, and your Dolphins take them down at RFK. Very nice.
Yeah, that was Marino's first full season as a starter.
Yes.
So he came out through 5 touchdowns that game, went on to win MVP. I think Clayton had 18 touchdowns that year. That was a heck of a year then.
And the only other
I don't
point,
really remember.
Yeah.
Oh, I was 4 years old.
I remember it very well. I was old enough to be there. Air Raid was the name of the was the headline. You say they won't put that headline out today.
And the sub headline is Miami bombs Washington.
Oh, yeah. No, they won't do that.
I don't think those probably wouldn't fly today.
Yeah, they really would. Paul, appreciate it as always, man. Thank you.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
Paul Carr, at Paul Carr, C-A-R-R, on Twitter, or as the kids call it today, X. You have a date, despite your yacht rock botching and your frequent thing. You have a date for the Matt Brown field goal.
I do. I was like, who am I going on a date with? That's what I was first thought you were going with. I didn't know I had a date planned, but I do have a date planned for the Matt Brown field goal. October 4th. I've got a field found. Ooh. Friday, October 4th.
Field found.
Field is locked in. I have the great Dakota Kivish Martin, who will be handling his entire production crew.
Do you want to say the field or do you not want to say the field?
I don't want to say the field. Okay. I don't know how secure or insecure it will be, or, you know, whatever.
Insecure.
We need a bunch of people rushing
insecure.
The field.
Insecure. Okay.
Yeah. Unsecure.
Well, I'm going to frequent it.
You're going to frequent
it? Yeah, I am.
I'm going tailgating. I'm going to bring out a cooler. I'm going to get a nice chair, watch him miss some field goals. We'll get the bets rolling in. And if he wants me to get a spray tan, that's on him. He's got to set that up. I set up the whole field goal thing. I got a production team. He's going to be mic'd up. We're going to be mic'd up. We got cameras.
Why are you getting mad at me? No, I'm on your side. Yeah. He completely Jedi mind tricked the whole spray tan thing.
That's what he did.
2 years we've been waiting. He's like, I'll do it if you get a spray tan.
October 6th? Did I screw up the date? Is that what Rob's telling
me? No, you're right. October? Well, 4th is a Friday. Is it on Friday?
Oh, I thought it was Friday. Uh-oh, might have confusion with the production team right now.
You can't do it on a Sunday.
Oh, man.
We're getting stuff in our ear that Kelly already botched the date. Oh, great. Yeah, no, the 4th is a Friday.
Yeah, the 4th was what I was thinking.
Kelly scheduled it for a football Sunday. Is the 6th a Friday? Oh, he might be right. The 6th is a Friday. Okay. All right. We botched it. Anyway, we'll get it right, and we'll have the video, and it will actually happen.
Yeah.
We've done
We figured it out. I think I just screwed up the date.
We've done all we can do. Best bets is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.